You're listening to Greater LA, the show that connects you to the people and places of Southern California. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Fire in Sonoma County. Fire near the Getty in the western Sepulveda Pass. Fire surrounding the Reagan Library in Simi Valley. We've been reporting and hearing about fires for weeks now. But only a year has passed, 1 year exactly tomorrow, since the Woolsey Fire began. It's a fire that burnt through a huge area from Thousand Oaks all across the Santa Monica Mountains to Malibu. In the path of that blaze was the community of Malibu Lake. Today, this town is back to being a beautiful and peaceful place. About 250 residents live in the hills that surround the reservoir. Mai Lindquist is one of them. She's 53 years old. She's been living lakeside almost her entire life in a cabin that was built way back in 1924. Well, she lived in that cabin till this time last year, when it was one of the 1,500 buildings destroyed by the Woolsey Fire.
Finally back on my own property in a trailer, a small 26-foot long trailer. It's nice to be on my property. It's kind of comforting in a weird way.
L.A. County helped Mai to remove the ash and debris from her property, but her trailer still sits among the rubble and coal-black trees and unrecognizable junk, pieces left of what used to be her home. She says she'll rebuild. She says she doesn't want to live anywhere else.
It's just where I'm used to seeing the sun come up. You know, I mean, you do that for 40 years and you're used to it.
1 year after the Woolsey Fire, some homeowners with good insurance and lots of resources are picking up the pieces, and they're rebuilding large, beautiful homes. Mai Lindquist is not one of them. Reporter Kirsten Zilm visited her in the used RV where she and her two dachshunds live, and she brings us Mai's story.
My aluminum ladder. There's a guy coming from LA, actually.
Mai is frustrated. Her long brown hair is up in a careless bun. She is a wiry woman in jeans cleaning up her ruined property. Everything in the process of rebuilding involves uncertainty and lots of paperwork. With the Federal Emergency Agency FEMA, with county and city administrations, right now it is the septic tank.
What I was going to do was I was just going to go and do like a small channel.
If it does not pass inspection tomorrow, Mai cannot keep her trailer on the property. Next is the power pole. She has to get her own source for electricity.
And they gave me a month. I can't get a temporary power pole in a month. For the time it takes for the SCE guy to come out, and then to get someone to drop a power pole, and then to get the actual parts and stuff, and get an electrician out, and then have it signed off by building and safety, is not going to happen in 30 freaking days.
Mai is far from recovery. It's not just logistics. She also is emotionally overwhelmed. And now neighbors, friends, and even her doctor tell Mai that it's time to get her act together and move on.
People are becoming not only apathetic, but to the point where they're like cynical or, you know, downright, like, you know, those of us that lost our entire life, you know, everything but a laundry basket of stuff, you know, that were just a bunch of whiners.
Life today, Mai says, sometimes feels worse than it did that night a year ago when flames closed in on Malibu Lake.
Going to update you on this breaking news. If you're just waking up, there are two major fires raging right now.
That night of November 8th, Mai stayed close to her cabin even after mandatory evacuation orders were issued for the area. Power and cell phone reception soon were down.
This is what the scene looks like, a completely hellish landscape all throughout this little valley here in this ridge.
Only when the smoke became too thick to breathe and embers flew over her head, Mai grabbed her two dogs, a few heirlooms, books and drawings, jumped into her car and drove to safety.
I left one eagle feather that friends gave to me at the eclipse last year up in Idaho, and I left that outside with the house. And I put my hand on the house and I said, "House, you got to do it for me." And said,
told the ghost, there's a ghost in my house. I told her, you gotta take care of the house for me, I can't do it.
When Mai came back, all that was left of her home was smoldering rubble. She had no insurance. 30 houses burned down at the lake. The first weeks, Mai says, neighbors helped each other out with food, generators, and tools.
It was a special time for neighbors and for everyone. I mean, it was everyone was bonding, everyone was pulling together, everyone was caring.
Lots of local people still help fire survivors. Volunteers fill out paperwork, make phone calls, donate clothes, furniture, and food. On Tuesdays, a church in Westlake Village hosts the Fresh Market with donated vegetables, milk, meat, bread, and cookies. Flowers sit in buckets at the exit. Mai Lindquist comes here every week. She jokes with almost everyone in line. An hour later, she pulls a cart filled with food and two bouquets of red daisies back to her car.
The flowers are always a score for me. The other score probably is the cottage cheese. And I found gluten-free raisin bread.
Mai depends on food from the church. Before the fire, she worked as a handywoman in construction. She had just remodeled her basement with the intention to rent it out. Now, Mai makes money helping neighbors and friends fix their dryers, lights, and leaking faucets. She has trouble focusing on a job search. Money is very tight.
I'm living off my FEMA money. I don't go anywhere. I don't do anything. I don't eat out. I don't go out. I buy, you know, the bare necessities. I'm pinching and wringing out every damn penny, you know.
This tough, no-nonsense woman who'd rather crack a joke or curse than admit that she needs help says sometimes she calls Michelle Wright, a volunteer caseworker at the church, and asks for prayers. Like she did after discovering a fracture in her septic tank the day before inspection.
We were on the phone and she said, hey, could you say a little prayer for my septic tank? And I said, let's do it right now, Mai. And so we prayed together. And the next day she came, she's like, Michelle, that prayer worked. That septic tank passed inspection.
When times get really rough, Mai turns on music in her trailer, sits outside in the sun, and pictures the home she wants to build, a little bigger than the old one, with lots of light and solar panels. There are days, though, Mai says, when everything just seems too much.
I certainly want to curl up in a ball and not do any of it, you know, but that's not really an option. You keep walking in the direction that your toes are pointed, right?
Now that it's fire season once again in Southern California, Mai is on high alert. She is prepared to leave should flames come close, but not ready to give up on rebuilding her home on this beautiful spot she has known for more than 40 years. For KCRW, I'm Kerstin Zilm.